7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 till 7 p.m.
Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Thiness. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesera. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown here on Sheffield Live. Steve here. Joel has abandoned me this week, but he's foisted John upon me.
I am foisted.
You've been foisted, yes. And I'm happy that you've been foisted
on
me.
And it was a couple of days' notice, so that gave me enough time to...
It's always enough time.
Yeah.
There's plenty of music. You've got 23 tracks, I've got 28.
We have.
No way we're going to fit all those in, but we'll cram as much as we can.
We need Breakdown Nights back then.
We do. We'll select the K's on afterwards. We can't take
We can't take reggae time away.
No. We kicked off this week's show with first new music from Gorilla Toss since their Sub Pop debut, famously Alive, that came out in 2022. That track was produced by Stephen Maltmus. Did you have that on your list of facts?
I did, yes. And it does not sound like Pavement.
It does not sound anything like Pavement. It was good, though.
It was described by Stereo Gum as what might happen if the Go Team and Mr. Bungle ever got together.
I read that.
Which I liked.
I like that, but I've still never heard any of Mr. Bungle. A friend of mine is a big fan of theirs, but
I've never listened to them. The Faith No More singer.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one, yeah. Anyway, it's called Psychosis Is Just a Number, which is true.
And it's also a word.
It is a word as well. We've got a double album of the week this week. We're going to have two tracks from the brand new McCluskey album, first in, is it
21 years. Yes, 2004, wow. I believe, the last one came out.
There'll be two from that, and also two from the collaborative album from Brian Bilston and the Catenary Wires. Also, lots of other albums out. What have you got? Any that you definitely want to play?
A new track from Hello Darling, another band who've been away for a long time.
They have. We missed the first single comeback. We didn't miss it. I didn't play it for some reason. Don't know.
Track from The Dare, Amy Milan, Ex-Vocalist of Stars.
Still there.
Another one, first solo album in 16 years. This is I remember bringing out a solo album before albums.
And played something from that.
And lots of other stuff.
Lots of other stuff. Also albums from Derek Dorian, Preoccupations, and another one. Men I Trust. Also, Das Coolies had an album out as well. Now I'm going to play a track that we didn't get to last week. Standalone single from Nila Fayanya. Just released an album just last year, I think, didn't she?
She did.
About the new song called Cold Heart. We'll follow this from a track from one of last week's albums of the week from Jenny Val, A Ballad. We'll follow this.
Following the sun, God has come undone. God is what was golden, all I saw was almost perfect, almost all brand new.
Let him go. this is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I don't know why I'm up here, I mean on stage. So many years, a whole life on my dead case. In and out of spotlights, washing on.
And a ballad from the album Iris Silver Mist that just missed out on the top 100 UK albums.
It was 101. I think that one
might, it might have been 102, that one. But anyway, yeah, there'll be a track from Car Seat Headrest album as well to come up later, because that is a very solid album as well. Nilla Fianna before that, new standalone single called Cold Heart. Now, one of this week's albums of the week is from McCluskey. As you said, John, at the start of the show, haven't released an album in 21 years. The difference between me and you is that I'm Not on Fire was out in 2004. The World Is Still Here, and So Are We is the new one. And the track you have chosen has...
It has a typically great McCluskey title.
It does.
Kafka-esque novelist Franz Kafka, which as soon as I saw the track listing, I thought, I'm going to play that on the show.
And it's being played right now. I'm going to follow it with a track from another album that came out yesterday.
Famous, love me getting caught. Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Man I Trust, who released two albums this year, one Equus Caballus, no sorry that was a new one, Equus Asinus in March, and Equus Caballus came out yesterday. Have I got that the right way around? Yes I have. That was called Carried Away, and it followed a track from McCluskey's new album. Before that, Kafkaesque
novelist Franz Kafka.
Yeah. And there'll be another track from that in the second hour. We've not had any new artists yet, John, have we?
We've not, no. Shall we have one?
Go on then.
Why not? Yindling, otherwise known as, and this is where I fall apart, Silje Esp...
Silje?
Could be Silje. Okay. S-I-L-J-E.
Yeah, Silje.
Silje Espivik.
I don't know about that one. I need to see it written down, but go on.
From Norway. She's influenced by the Cocteau Twins and Massey Starr, which I think you will hear as soon as this starts playing. Third single she's released this year, but it is a debut play on the Breakdown. Her album, I'm in the Palm of Your Hand, which is... in parenthesis for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh.
The entire title is in brackets. But that's released in June. But this is called Even If It's a Lie, I Don't Mind.
And I will follow this. So I think with another debut play, then it'll be time for your Treble 7. Oh. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Hello there, I am Pictish Trail. Yes, Pictish Trail. That's me. Who? Pictish Trail. What? Oh, just forget it. This is The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Your hair is golden, your gilded eye, your diamond blue panto, they hate a heart of gold.
That's two artists getting their first play on the breakdown this afternoon. First, you heard Yingling.
Yes,
Yingling.
Norwegian Cocteau Twins inspired tribute artist.
Inspired, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great track. And that was Martin John Henry, recording under the name M. John Henry. He was the lead singer of De Rosa, a much-beloved Scottish band who released music on Chemical Underground and Rock Action in the past. He's got a solo album coming out under the name M. John Henry, coming out on June the 20th, Strange is the Way, and that was Heart of Coal. Really good stuff. It's time for your Treble 7. If anyone's never heard the show before, it is three tracks in less than 7 minutes. Seven minutes or less.
This is 6 minutes 55.
Oh, yeah.
So just in. And it's not just any ordinary Treble 7, because it's three brand new artists.
Is it, though?
I think it is.
Billy Woods? Oh, we play Billy Woods as a featured artist.
Maybe. Oh, that I think might be why I didn't spot it. He has been around for 20 years. It's fine. So acceptable. I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
But anyway, first up is Rehash, and they are a quartet from South Florida. Florida. And they started out as a covers band making TikToks of songs by Nirvana, Radiohead, and Weezer. But they've started writing their own material, and it's really good. They released a new EP yesterday. This is the title track called On the Subject of Apathy, and it'll be followed by two very short songs.
The entrance to the moon is guided by the violence that you share. On a pedestal, you find it everywhere, keeping us engaged with you, making it so hard to look away. Then suddenly, you see horrifying reality. A need for a scene in dark humanity. And in the gravity of it all, it seems that nothing's of old. For the past 11 centuries, maybe a religion or two, but it's cool to be cool. Your neighbors wouldn't care, so I should live. Share or multiply, but I don't care enough to fight. Anyone who dares to disagree, maybe I'll see you feel like a bit of an oddity. Maybe we'll be lacking thoughts of humanity. I don't
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
2 milligrams of oral triazolam every 7 hours induces a safe sleep state and a minimal metabolic rate.
I don't want to have this conversation.
The birth has continued to stand apart until my body breathes 0.3 liter of oxygen.
I didn't get but a little bit, but still dreamt. After I wake up again. It's not easy to bend time, how I do it. I had the knack, I suppose, knee full of fluid. She had me running back, X's and O's, she know what she doing. Daylight crack under curtains, we lay spooning. Bodies wrapped up, cups rolling, belly a serpent moving. Counterclockwise, counterclockwise. One city sleep, do-rag tied. The other bears teeth as it opens its eyes. Never the twain shall meet. I knew she was a pro, how she slid out the bed sheets. Grasping, gasping fish, I slide them into fresh grease, spattering, sputtering epithets. I dance out of niggas' reach like Sweet Pea, giggling like it's sweet in the streets. Maybe it is, I just speak for me. Scalding water in the wash basin, fog the mirror, start my day, but the other place still feel realer. Turn the phrase just a bit, I got power staring. The woods gave way to a clearing where I knew they were waiting for my appearance with Nas ancient, faceless, but I know who they are.
That's because he was the only human being they had captured, the CIA had captured. He was also the only human being that they had available to torture, and they created a fictitious person described previously as an Al-Qaeda rebel leader and so on.
Cable show
and passed
for 17 straight
Justice.
Days, they cycled
Department
through
Justice
each one of these techniques.
We're giving permission to torture him, assuming these facts.
Confined spaces.
In fact,
the detention hands and knees locked together so they can't move.
My Treble 7 for this week. You just heard Adult Leisure, who are a four-piece from Bristol. They formed during lockdown. I don't quite know how that works. Maybe they played 6 feet away from each other. But they knew each other from different bands and then got together during lockdown. Released a few singles already, will be touring in the autumn, and they are playing Sydney Matilda on October the 18th. Before that was Billy Woods, who has been recording for over 20 years, and he was twice a featured artist on the show. But that doesn't make him... He's still qualified as a new artist.
Our fact-checking, because Joel has confirmed that.
Joel confirmed it live on air.
We were already aware, though, weren't we?
We were all over it. He released his new album, Gollywog, yesterday. That was one of the few tracks we can play without doing some serious editing. Featured The Alchemist as well. And first was Rehash, the quartet from South Florida.
Did you say it was called Counterclockwise?
I didn't. No, Billy Woods' track is called Counterclockwise.
There you go. Update your records accordingly. I'm going to play my longest song now, and it's from the brand new album by Deridorian, third solo album by Angel Deridorian since she left Dirty Projectors. It is called Ready for Heaven, and this is Raining Down.
Mm-hmm.
Me out at the end there. Raining Down from Derridorian's brand new album, Ready for Heaven. That was good.
It was.
And now it is over to you. We're going to have a double, aren't we? We're going to have a double of, not of new artists, although yours is, I think.
It's not. Apparently not. Apparently not. I did find, we'll get Joel.
Joel.
We know you're listening.
Check this
for us. Get on the spreadsheet. Artificial Go. And I have discussed a possible new feature with Joel on a previous show called Not a Cover. And this would be a good contender because it is not the 25,000th cover.
Oh, thank God.
Of Leonard Cohen's Cow. Hallelujah. It is, in fact, a jangly pop post-punk number. Second track to be taken from Cincinnati Band's upcoming new album, Musical Chairs, which is out on Friday, the 16th of May.
And I'll follow this with a track from the Resurrected, The Meshi, under the name Hell Yeah.
Oh, What's up, Sheffield? This is Jeff from Living Body, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
That's the opening track, and kind of the title track, of the album that's coming out from Hell Yeah, formerly known as the Meishi, Uruburu, and it's coming out on the 27th of June via Team She Records. And before that, it was Artificial Go.
It was.
Hallelujah.
Indeed.
Anything else to say about that?
No, pretty much said all I needed.
We've covered it all.
Yes.
Right
we,
now.
We've not had confirmation if they're in the artist, have we? Come on, Joel. Get fact-checking.
No, we did. Second play. First was two before a Derridorian track.
It's good having a remote fact checker, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, he could have been here, couldn't he? Doing
he could have been just sat in the corner.
Right, time for the second part of this week's Album of the Week. Brian Bilston and the Catenary Wires. Apparently, word got to Robin Amelia a while ago that Brian had been spotted wearing a Heavenly T-shirt at one of his shows. And it turns out he's a big fan of their music, obviously. And in turn, they are a big fan of his poetry. So they got in touch and collaborated. So some of the poems that Brian Bilston's written have been put to music by Rob Amelia and Ian. And it's a really, really good album. This one is about making a mixtape for someone. It's called Compilation Cassette.
It was about 3 weeks after we met that I began work on that compilation cassette.
Each track the result of a deliberation worthy of the congregation of the causes of the saints, subject to a process of veneration and beatification before acceptance into the cassette tape canon. It's a miracle it got made at all.
3 weeks after we met, I began work on that compilation cassette.
I can't remember now which songs made the cut. There would have been no country and western, there was never any country in Western. But they would have shown me to be discerning yet eclectic, both acoustic and electric, vaguely exotic, mildly erotic, quintessentially quixotic, and other things I was not.
About 3 weeks after we met, that I began work on that compilation cassette.
I don't know whether you ever played my cassette. By the time I'd posted it through your letterbox, you'd already started going out with Colin Hancock's. He was good at rugby.
Hello, this is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Every night when you're asleep, I still check that you're breathing. I lay my head, and I'll never know just how it feels to be your flesh and blood, but you're a part of me. So throw your arms around me, darling, let me be your rock. There's a cold winter coming for us, let me warm you up. Thinking of you, and even though I'm far away, I'm looking forward to the day that I'm coming back to you. So throw your arms around me, darling, let me be your Lord.
We didn't play the comeback single from Hello Darling, Tricky Questions, that came out a month or so ago, but we played that one, My Love Will Bring You Home, and they've now announced an album, their first in 11 years. Bright Nights is coming out when?
On the 7th of July.
Thank you very much.
When the nights will be bright. They will. So that's quite appropriate.
Yeah. Anything else to add about that?
No, it's just nice to have them back.
It's good to have them back, it is. And before that, Brian Bilson and the Catenary Wires and compilation cassette from the album Sounds Made by Humans. They're touring that later in the year, but not got any dates yet. But Brian Bilson is doing poetry, because that's what he does.
That's his job.
With Henry Normal at the Octagon on May the 24th. Oh. But that clashes with McCluskey gig in Leeds, so I won't be there, unfortunately. Yeah, so one more track to go in this hour before we get to the 4 o'clock classic, and it's Picture Plane. Been played on the show before. This track that came out this week is called Heaven is a State of Mind, and I think they've heard some Depeche Mode at some point in their lives.
Heaven is a state of mind. I can see where I'm blinded. I'm a waste of your time. And I've got stars on my face and scars on my face. And you look pale in the light. You're like a flame in the dark. You're like a flame in the dark. There's a state of mind. I can see when I'm blind. And I'm wasting your time. You've got stars in your eyes. The lights in your heart. The colors pale in the light. It might be ice in the dark. Unlock the gates to the park. Flaming